afternoon drive.
You forgot. It's been so long.
It gets me every time. The Last Guards always gets me on air.
For a whole year on Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, after every Guardians win, we played that song.
So,
you played it for like a day. We played it every single day after a Guardians win.
Here's the thing.
Because I thought it was so funny.
I knew if I tried to play it every single day on the show, I think I might have lost my partner, my producer, a year before I actually did.
Well, it definitely wouldn't have worked for you. It worked for it was the 10:30 vibe, okay? It was a good 10 o'clock, 10:15 vibe for sure.
Well, here's the thing. Keith's the boss now. Dustin is off there doing college football. I think it's going to be whatever I want it to be now.
I just never knew if people understood that it was you singing it.
I don't really need him to. Well, now I do want credit because they're in the ALDS or ALCS. When it was just in the regular season, didn't need to know.
Okay.
But now this is like a victory lap that it will only take in the postseason.
Yeah.
What? All you guys.
You're getting vague threats by Keith from behind you.
We're going to play.
Keith is treating it like in back of you is the Today Show right now, where he's like a guy holding a sign and doing all sorts of different funny things in the background.
So this is basically. Oh, is this also like the.
I think he's making fun of your musical talents, is the point.
Let's see you do better. I haven't heard. The marble mouth of Crawford County, as I struggle to say that. I haven't heard of him sing.
Keith better watch out for me.
Damn right.
I hear he's the songbird of our generation.
So we're asking everybody who is the one person that decides the Guardians' ALCS fate. And you said Josh Naylor.
Which, by the way, the lineups came out, and they're doing the same thing they did in Game 5, where it's going to be J-Ram, and then it's going to be Lane Thomas, and then it's Naylor.
Yeah, I think that's telling you something. I think this is less about Naylor and it's more about Lane is just knocking the cover off the ball.
He's riding the hot hand.
Yeah, which I love because
I don't know that I love it because I'm waiting for the hot hand to flip here. I keep waiting, not necessarily in an anti-Lane take, more of a I think Naylor is going to have a great series. Short right field porch, didn't play particularly well in the Tigers series.
This would be the game to prove it. Although he is going up against Rodon, which I would probably say that's another part of this too.
Yeah.
But so we threw this out there, you know, who is the one player that decides?
Heavy fly ball pitcher in Rodon.
The Guardians ALCS fate. And Robert on Twitter and Twitter reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, saying the one player who could decide the fate of the Guardians is Austin Hedges bunting for an RBI single with the bases loaded. I don't think he's stealing David Fry's move.
Can I tell you a secret just between all of us here?
Yeah.
I don't love the idea that Hedges is getting so much. I don't
credit?
We call it credit? Is that what we're going to call it? Yeah. People are acting as if he's out there doing everything. And it's like, I understand he's a great motivator. And I understand that he's done a lot for this team in regards to getting everyone on the same page. And great, the TV camera like pans to him every time somebody hits a double. But like, come on. Like, doesn't that dismiss what Lane Thomas is doing to Lane Thomas's face? I just think it does. Doesn't that completely...
Everybody can get credit here.
I feel like Hedges is getting more credit than Stephen Kwan is for that series. It's like wild to me.
I actually think Hedges might be getting more credit than Stephen Vogt for that series, which is interesting.
Yes.
But here's the thing. I actually love...
People think he's the manager now.
As much as I hate watching him take at bats late in games, I do love that they put him out there in key situations late in games. If it feels like Bo Naylor doesn't have a feel for it, I kind of
love
it. He's
worth the $4 million that you paid in the offseason. It's amazing the water into wine that Austin Hedges is apparently able to do.
You know, he won a World Series last year in Texas.
I got the memo. Who were they before
Austin Hedges? I'll tell you, nobody.
I read every Rangers piece that credited Austin Hedges for winning that title. Yeah. The same way I'm reading them now here with the Guardians.
Well, you hate this. Wait till they win the World Series, and you gotta go ahead and give Austin Hedges credit for the World Series ring.
It's wild to me how this is all happened.
I'll be honest with you, because again, I groaned when they signed him. I did. I can't act like I didn't. If Austin Hedges being on this roster,
because it's the only thing they did. Okay, I don't think you groaned because of him.
They gave Ramon Laureano $7 million. That was done by May. But well, there was that bar. You know what? Let's not talk about that. The point is, there's a lot of good things to focus on. But if I have to pay homage to Austin Hedges for the rest of my life, but it ends a 77-year World Series drought or 76-year World Series drought, we're good.
Oh, I'll sign up for that too. I forget the Jobu doll. I'll create an Austin Hedges doll if we have to. Like I'll go to extremes to credit him if we need to. But that's just me being nice. At that point, that's just me being nice is all that is.
No. I think that is you just basically stopping logic in the tracks and just giving way to emotion.
Exactly right.
Like,
yes.
That's like the, we wouldn't have won that championship without Deli. Okay.
It's Napoli shirtless running around. It's like, that's the reason why. Same deal.
If he had kept the shirt on, people have been saying it for a while, you would have won the World Series.
Did you hear there was a party at Napoli's? Did you hear that?
I did.
Did you get the t-shirt? Did you get the memo about the party?
I think it got busted up by Bill Murray and Eddie Vedder. I'm not still mad. Eric in North Royalton, who is the one player that decides the Guardians' ALCS fate the most?
I wanted to cheat. I wanted to take a couple of guys, but I can't because... by the way, real quick, I love that Guardian. You sound like a songburn. I'm not up late enough to hear that on the experiment or with Nathan Peterlin, so I hope we hear a lot more
of that.
Just combining
seven things wrong there.
I think this has got to be a Manzardo or a John Kenzie Noel, depending on the matchups that we're going to face. Like today being a lefty, we'll see it as it is, but. I think if you want to slug this thing out, Ramirez and Naylor, maybe keeping pace with a Judge and a Soto, I think this, if you're going to win this series, this is going to be decided by the little guys. It's going to be decided by the Rocchios, the Jimenezes, the platoon-type guys, and I think this is different. And we win this series if we can get a big bomb out of Big Christmas, which I know I was banking on this last series and I was wrong. I think maybe he finds a way to run into one, or you get one from somebody else at the bottom of the lineup. Pitching is going to do their thing. I think Jose and Josh are going to, they're going to do their part. I think the difference is if you're going to win this, you need to be able to beat the Verdugos and the Chisholms and the bottom of the order guys with your bottom of the order guys and get the job done that way.
Eric, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Go Guards. What hurt most about that?
Was it the seven combinations?
Or the Nathan Peterlin?
It was your laughing after he, man, that's what hurt the most.
All right, sorry.
Because you caught a stray in there, whether you realize it or not, okay?
It was, the one that got me the hardest was the Nathan Peterlin.
No, I feel like it's making a comeback lately.
Well, because it's the Nathan Peterlin.
I don't know who sends the memos of like, hey, what are we going to do to get after Jonathan these days? But I feel like somebody sent out the Nathan Peterlin memo, and now that's been going for a couple months, which is fine.
So real quick, because I even missed my stray in there because I was laughing too hard like an a-hole. What was my stray in there?
Well, him forgetting that the experiment is like that's not a show anymore. That's gone.
I thought that was another shot at you.
No. Oh, no, no, no. No. If he would have instead of overtime, he said like the bonus or something. That would have been that's what he needed to do. The bonus with Nathan Peterlin.
Bonus period with Nathan Peterlin.
That would have been funny.
I actually it's funny, like I think it's really interesting that Angel Martinez isn't on this roster. The guy who, when Stephen Kwan was out, they trusted to lead off the freaking lineup. The idea that he really never got a chance in the ALDS, and he never is going to get a chance in this series, is wild. I do think they're banking on, we only need one home run from John Kensi. If we get that, he pays off playing in the postseason. And because one home run from him, he's also protecting Josh Naylor in this lineup, batting six tonight, Naylor five, as you had pointed out. I think they're banking on we only really need one hit from John Kensi, and that might be worth four hits from Angel.
Well, they're selling out for the idea that you got to have runs in this series. If you're going to beat the Yankees, you can get away with hitting the way you did against the Tigers. Yeah. You can't do that same thing with the Yankees. The Yankees are going to put up runs. I like the point by Eric, too, by the way. Like, Jazz Chisholm was awesome. Like, and the Yankees players outside of Stanton, Soto, and Judge aren't awesome players. Like, they're not, they don't have depth. They're like a muffin. They're very top heavy, the Yankees are. And so you like really have to not, you don't have to worry about their other guys. But in the Royals series, I mean, Judge went so cold, couldn't hit anything, and they just used those other guys and they got there.
Well, and I kind of think that's how the Guardians have played the Yankees in recent years, is they say, we're going to let everybody, but this year's different because Soto's there, but Judge primarily, and Stanton beat you.
And Stanton did in Game 5.
It was like...
Game 5, 2022, Stanton with the home run. That was it.
But it was like, it was Gio Urshela beating you. You know, it was a Higashioka. Like, it was everybody else until Stanton in Game 5. And that's what made that series so defeating, is you knew the longer they go on, at some point, Stanton or Judge is going to wake up. And a lot of the damage done in that series 2 years ago was this day player, that day player, this day player.
Well, and on that point, are you fearing a little bit of the idea that Aaron Judge was so cold in that Royals series? Like, he's a sleeping giant. some point he does have to wake up. And when he wakes up, whew, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, I think stylistically, I think the fact that the Yankees are so different from you, I think that gives you some sort of advantage if you can get them to play your way.
Well, they did that in the Royals series. That's what happened in the Royals series. Yeah. Their bullpen was great. Didn't allow a single run. They didn't really have great starting pitching, except with the exception of Gerrit Cole, obviously, in the back end of that. But they tried to beat you the way that the Guardians win games. That's what they did in the Royals series, no question.
And the problem with the series 2 years ago is you didn't have enough power to go with the timely hitting, and then the timely hitting fell apart, so it was boom or bust. You were either going to hit a home run or you're going to get nothing. I think this year...
Well, and in Game 3, if you remember right, when the Guardians went up 2-1, was Oscar Gonzalez with clutch hits in the ninth inning. You put up 3 in the ninth. I'll never forget it. You put up 3 in the ninth to then win 6-5 in that Game 3, and it's like, who were the winners of that game? It was a game started by Tristan McKenzie and then delivered with runs by Oscar Gonzalez. Like, think about how far we've come in 2 years.
Well, but I think between Naylor, Lane Thomas, and Hosey and Kwan, like I actually think you've got more guys. Kwan, I know, hasn't hit as many home runs since coming back off. Well, okay, he doesn't have that much to prove, but like that many games to go ahead and hit home runs. I do think you have more power from reliable sources than just a rookie on a heater. In this case, I think John Kensie is Oscar. And he's like your six hitter. Oscar at points felt like he had to be your four hitter in that series.
Right, right. Well, credit the Guardians, though. 12th in baseball in home runs this past year. Yeah. Like they made an effort for it, and it really does matter. And in the postseason, especially against the Yankees in the series, it's going to matter. You're going to have to hit home runs.
Yeah. So I think you're going to have to live with the Yankees hitting home runs. I think making sure that the runs don't come across in other areas.
Well, but basically, right now, Nick, though, do you feel like, and I feel this way, and this is not how I felt in the Tigers series, is the idea that if you get down 2-0 or even 3-0, it doesn't feel like it's blouses.
Yeah. No, because you can dink and dunk your way. Now, if it's 3-0 in the eighth, you're probably, you know what, like you're probably screwed.
Right.
But 3-0 in the third, this is why I actually think it's going to be fascinating to see whether Vogt has a longer leash in this series, because he knows, like, I got to get more out of that. I actually want to get your reaction. And we've got Sean and Samuel. Stick right there. 216-474-0092. Who is the one player that decides the Guardians' ALCS fate the most? I want to get Jonathan's take on the five-hitter, five-inning rule. And we'll talk about apathy, not with the Guardians, with some other team. Next on 92.3 The Fan.